And 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New fallout after a photo was published in the New York Times showing a flag flown upside down at Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito's home just days before the inauguration of Joe Biden. It typically symbolizes a nation in chaos.
The Democratic chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says Samuel Alito should recuse himself from any cases involving January 6th defendants, including Donald Trump. It comes as Alito acknowledges to the New York Times that an American flag was flown upside down outside his Northern Virginia home days after the January 6th attack. That same symbol of distress was carried by rioters into the Capitol. Alito says his wife flew the inverted flag to get back at a neighbor who had posted an anti-Trump sign.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Texas officials still assessing the widespread damage caused by last night's deadly storms, with hurricane-force winds ripping through Houston. More than 700,000 still without power. And stocks are up, and the Dow is flirting with the 40,000 mark again today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The tree-killing emerald ash borer is confirmed in all but one of Wisconsin's counties. Burnett County is the only county where the pest hasn't been found. State wildlife officials say it's not too late to save Wisconsin's ash trees. Landowners should avoid moving infested firewood and burnwood only from the local area. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, touting the Biden administration's economic record to black voters.
We don't lack for talent. We don't lack for skills. We don't lack for good ideas and innovative thought. But there are those who, with all of that, lack for access.
Harris points to better access to housing, job creation, small business investment, and forgiving student loans and medical debt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart says the city is working to address problems in its snow emergency process. According to a Facebook post, Mayor Reinhart says one of the biggest issues the city needs to deal with is moving cars off the street so plow drivers can clean the streets quickly. One proposed solution includes law enforcement officers being more aggressive when enforcing the Sunday turnover, which requires cars to move to the opposite side of the street. A new snow emergency plan could be in place by winter. Ashland residents are preparing themselves for a massive jump in their water bills over the next 2 years. Ashland officials have proposed a 44% water rate increase over the next 2 years to address problems with the city's water system. According to a Northern News Now report, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission is looking for Ashland to ask for an even higher increase at 52%. Ashland residents who wish to speak against the massive jump in water rates can submit public comments online by June 30th. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A new beginning for the Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Green Bay Phoenix made an unusual hire this week when they named Doug Gottlieb their new head basketball coach. Gottlieb says he'll continue his daily national radio sports talk show while coaching the team. UWGB athletic director Josh Moon.
Again, he's won in everything he's done. You know, building a media career and then balancing that with how much exposure this university's got in the last day, it says a lot. So he's going to have to figure that balance out. So, and then what is he going to stop doing? That's his challenge, but you know, we believe he can figure it out.
Baseball, the Brewers face the Astros in Houston tonight. Pat Murphy asked how Joey Ortiz, nicknamed Tito, is doing at third base.
Yeah, I feel like Tito's taking that step, you know, to being an everyday player. You know, I really do. You know, when he swings at a breaking ball in the dirt, I want to tase him. You know, I don't know if that's legal, but...
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Abundant sunshine today and summer-like temperatures for the entire weekend. In fact, today we'll climb to the upper 70s and flirt with 80 degrees, and then we soar into the mid-80s for tomorrow. The chances of showers and thunderstorms fire up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we kick off the week leading up to Memorial Day weekend with a round of the good, the bad, and oh, please, can we make it stop? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Friday, May 17th, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big program, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, where Mr. Zommers, let's take a look outside down the street with our street cam. It's a beautiful day in downtown Madison. We've got the farmer's market going on in the morning. There's some lovely people crossing the street. Look at that. They're out there enjoying the sun. They're helping themselves maybe to a Teddy Wedger, maybe Ian's Pizza, whatever it might be.
You're making me hungry.
I know, right? There's a variety, a plethora of food options here on State Street. Look, the leaves are out now on State Street. Flowers have been planted. And life is resumed here in downtown Madison. And of course, tonight, I'm going to Willie Nelson down at Breeze Stevens Field. Gonna walk from here down to beautiful Breeze Stevens. And normally the home of the flamingos. And again, I'm reminded I got a text this morning from my friend Joe Berkland. Joe Dale Berkland, by the way. Isn't that a great name? I keep telling
Joe Dale.
Joe Dale. I tell him he should be a NASCAR driver. Joe Dale Berkland, car number 54.
That is a good NASCAR name.
Yeah, right? Anyway, Joe and his lovely wife now live out in Colorado, in Fort Collins, and we were texting. And I said, I'm going to see Willie Nelson at Breeze Stevens, the home of the flamingos. And, of course, last summer we had Joe's bachelor party there and went to the game. And one of his other longtime buddies, his best man, got us a package at the Flamingo. Well, got us a deal anyway. And we went to the Flamingos game, and where we got to go down onto the field, and we had special shirts, and Joe, the bachelor, got to have one kick against the Flamingos goalie on the field prior to the start of the game to see if he could score.
How'd it go?
And again, Joe was a starting quarterback for the University of Wisconsin-Platteville football team, Division III, did great, and then went on to play professional American football over in Europe, I believe for 2 seasons, with the Firsties in Germany, won an American football championship with the Firsties, a professional team over in Europe.
So it's not like if I try to do this, it is an athlete.
But he's an athlete, but here's the deal. Unbeknownst to me, and he's a Southwest boy as well, grew up in Blanchardville down there, and claims he had never kicked a soccer ball until that moment. And I believe him.
Did he go to elementary school?
Yes, but I don't know. Maybe, you know, look, I mean, Southwest Wisconsin a few years back, I mean, soccer wasn't a big deal.
Fair.
So, but anyway, so Joe gets up there, and the goalie of the Flamingos
says, so where you're going to kick it? And Joe goes, I'm not sure yet. And the goalie for the Flamingos says, you're not going to make it. And Joe puts the ball, literally put the ball down the field and gave his buddy, the best man, and said, here, hold my beer, because we all had a beverage. And Joe backs up and he nails a goal and he makes it in the upper right-hand corner. And the goalie couldn't believe it for the Flamingos.
Yeah, that's insane.
I mean, you get one kick in your life and you score in a professional soccer goalie.
At that point, don't do it again.
Right, exactly. I don't think he's kicked another soccer ball since. Why should he?
You got 100%.
Why should he? So anyway, I'll be anxious to see when I get back to Bree Stevens tonight. I haven't been there since that night. I'm hoping they have erected a banner saying Joe Dale Berkland scored a goal against our professional goalie.
Somehow, I don't think they will have done that. But probably not. Would be cool.
But it should be. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to see Willie Nelson tonight with Curtin Floorsy, and it's going to be fantastic. So looking forward. It's a great night for a concert or whatever you're doing around the state of Wisconsin. Big hour this hour on a Friday to kind of have some fun here the last hour or so. We got a great inspirational story about a track star who was told he couldn't run in the state track meets here in the leading up to it. We'll tell you his story. Also, why no mo may be no mo. So we'll talk about that. And Willie Nelson, do we have a board game of the week this week?
We do.
Fantastic. We got a board game of the week. But first, let's start off with sex. Because there's nothing that I enjoy more than a good titillating story. This, and also even more so, about hypocrisy. And hypocrisy of my former party, Republicans. This from the beautiful Florida Trident. Remember this paper on Mr. Zomers from a while back?
It sounds familiar.
This has to do with the former chair of the Florida Republican Party and his wife, who are very avowed anti-LGBTQ people.
Yeah, okay.
And then they got caught having a threesome. And of course, they tried to, you know, whitewash or whatever. Well, it's gotten better. And this is fantastic. This is from from yesterday, from the Florida Trident. And we're not talking about gum. We're talking about, like, under the sea trident. You
know? Like a pitchfork, but there's only
exactly,
three.
Exactly right. Well done. Headline, sex, barflies, and videotape. A report details how GOP power couple prowled pubs for threesome partners. Exactly. I love this so much. All right. And the reason I love it is because of the hypocrisy. You understand? That's why I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. According to FloridaTrident.org, while Moms for Liberty co-founder Bridget Ziegler and her husband, former Florida GOP chair Christian Ziegler, fight in court today to keep law enforcement records related to the latter's closed rape investigation from public view, a recently released police report provides startling details about the disgraced couple's sexual practices. So step away from the story for a minute because there is a lot there. So this Moms for Liberty, a lot of people, you've probably heard of them. These folks based in Florida, Bridget Ziegler, the woman we're talking about here, is a co-founder. Moms for Liberty, these are the schmuck people who go around particularly to school boards and try to get well-known, long-time standing literature books banned because they think that they're too sexual, that it's going to, you know, gin kids up, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-olds going through puberty somehow are not going to be ginned up. If only had they not read Mark Twain, it's ridiculous. So, and beyond being ridiculous, it's hurtful. And also for kids, particularly LGBTQ kids, who are going through a time in their life where they're struggling to find out kind of who they are, understand they need mentoring, you know, trained counselors in schools, doctors, people that can help them through this. Moms for Liberty are going in and saying, you're sinful, you're going to burn in hell. That's basically what their message is. So one of these people is Bridget Ziegler. She was the co-founder of this group of Moms for Liberty. The other person, her husband, Christian Ziegler, is a former Florida Republican Party chairman because the party voted him out. It all happened after they were caught because one of the women that they were having a threesome with, she alleged, the woman, that Christian, the husband, had raped her. Now, that finally was thrown out. I don't know all the particulars. I'm not going to, we have to say alleged. But again, we're talking about a white man of privilege and money who magically got a rape charge thrown out. I'll simply leave it at that. So back to this story. The report, according to the FloridaTrident.org, the report obtained by the Florida Trident and authored by Sarasota Police Department Deputy Angela Cox recounted how Ziegler, Christian Ziegler, went, quote, on the prowl, unquote, in bars for women to bring home to Bridget, a Sarasota County school board member who has backed a number of anti-LGBTQ measures at both the state and local level. Four, a threesome encounter. While at the bars, Christian, the husband, would surreptitiously photograph prospective women and text the photos to Bridget for approval, according to the report. I mean, how creepy is that? Investigators found, quote, numerous sexual videos, unquote, on Christian Ziegler's phone involving the couple and another woman, according to Cox's report. An ironic and unfortunate last name in this case. The detective noted that it wasn't clear if the woman in the video knew that they were being recorded or not. Quote, there are numerous text messages between Bridget and Christian where they're on the prowl for a female and Bridget is directing him to numerous different bars in search of a female and they're both interested in, according to the report and according to the phone contents. Quote, during these conversations, Christian is secretly taking photographs of women in the bars and sending them to Bridget, asking if she wants this one or that one. This or that. What's worse? Right? No, that's my editorial. Back to the story. Bridget is telling him to pretend to take pictures of his beer so they don't see him taking pictures of them. She tells him, quote, don't come home. I don't think I can say this on the air. Don't come home until your nether region is wet, unquote. It's the name for it's the nickname for a man whose full name is Richard. This quote unquote Christian evangelical born again woman who founded Moms for Liberty, who goes out and harasses and demeans gay kids and trans kids and condemns them and says they're going to hell and helps rack up the teen suicide rate behind closed doors in her own home. She's sending her husband off to find another female to bring home to her and tells him, don't come home until your Richard is wet, unquote.
I'm speechless.
Right? So if you want to know why Todd gets a little hot sometimes about my former party, the Republicans, it's because of this crap.
Every accusation is a confession.
Right. These people, these MAGA folks, these religious zealots, and again, as a person of faith, I ain't talking about your run-of-the-mill Lutheran, Methodist, Wesleyan, Catholic. I'm talking about these people who are standing, and all they want to talk about is condemning others and go out of their way to tell you how religious they are. And they condemn people, and they pick on gay folks, and then in their own home, they're doing the exact behavior that they're condemning kids for and banning books for.
Except it's non-consensual.
Right, exactly.
Allegedly.
They're stalking people in bars. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Back with more after this. It's the Todd Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Family talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show for a Friday, TGIF 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. The last story just, I mean, unbelievable, Mr. Zomers. I think you said it best yourself. Speechless, right?
Yeah, I don't know what to say, except I said this over the break. I say it a lot. When somebody is doing something that's just reprehensible, you know, it's very easy to not stalk people at bars and take their pictures without consent.
Right.
Just don't.
Just don't do it.
It's like, but, it's...
And yes, there's terrible stuff here. But to me, it's the hypocrisy.
Yes, that's the worst part.
And it just makes me laugh because, again, more often than not, people... I don't know why it is... I guess as a gay person, I guess maybe it affects me more, or I don't want to say I take it personally, but I just think it's rich, to use a friend's word. It's rich that these people who oftentimes detest and protest the loudest about gay folks and have a problem with it, they're doing the exact same thing behind closed doors and participating in it. And they don't understand, or at least refuse to acknowledge, that their hateful, terrible actions and words are costing lives of teenagers who are, you know, they're discovering themselves and they don't understand everything. I don't care whether you're straight or gay or whatever. Any teenager going through a lot of things is you know, puberty is a tough time for both boys and girls. And when you have people from the outside that are condemning you, who don't know you, who've never met you, and who are making you feel less than for simply being who you are, and that leads to an increase of teen suicides, that's reprehensible to me, that these adults are doing the same, are practicing and are the same people, maybe. You know, maybe Mrs. Ziegler here is bi.
Well, she is.
But the fact that she is the same person and condemns others who are like her to the point where their mental health is in question. It's just, it's ridiculous and it's dangerous and it's unfortunate and it's sad, but it also just kind of a weird way. It's entertaining because of how, once they're exposed, that's the part that's entertaining to me. Once these people are exposed and they're defanged to a certain degree in terms of like, oh, well, I guess people aren't going to listen to you anymore so much because you're a hypocrite. That these are the people that need to be defanged and said, look, here's what's really going on.
One of the things that upsets me most about situations like this is that not only are they hypocritical, not only are they demonizing their own behavior, but the behavior that they are exhibiting is oftentimes the worst version of that behavior. Like,
right.
The propaganda
exactly.
They spout.
Unhealthy.
Oh, all gay people right. are
whatever it is.
Pedophiles or yeah. predators or whatever. Right. And then they are exhibiting predatory behavior.
Right. Exactly.
And so they are the ones creating that image
right.
and spreading that image and perpetrating it. When in reality, you know what most gay people are? People.
Yeah, just normal folks. You know,
and they are making the image of everybody else bad.
Right. That's a good point.
Causing this terrible mental health and being hypocrites. It's just, how do you lack that self-awareness to realize that you're just garbage?
Mr. Zomber's getting
it upsets me a lot.
I get it. But also, I think it's good to disarm these folks by laughing
at
them.
Yes, this is true. This is true. And to that point, Andrew in Maine commented, Todd, it makes you laugh because throwing up while on air causes your ratings to fall.
Well, but again, I think it's good to point out the seriousness of this, as we have, and some of our texters and callers have. But I also think it's good just to laugh at these people, because I find the more that you laugh at ridiculous people, the more it disempowers them.
Yes, it takes away their power.
Yeah, so you got to laugh. So from trimming the bush to mowing the yard, it turns out there's a better idea to help pollinators than not mowing your lawn for the month of May. The, quote, No Mow May campaign was started in 2019 by a UK conservation group. We've talked about this before. The goal is to reverse the decline in pollinators that are essential to a healthy ecosystem. But it turns out that's not good in the UK It turns out what's good in the UK isn't as good in the US. Across the pond, if you don't mow in May, you get native flowers that can help pollinators. Over here, if you don't mow in May, you get non-native weeds that are often noxious and invasive. Now, see, this is fantastic information right here. And by the way, we'll ask this to Gordy Kopke, who advertises on this network, Kopke's Greenhouse. I was down there last night because we're going to do the show next week, next Wednesday, from Kopke's Greenhouse.
Looking forward to that.
And we scouted that out, and I dropped money on flowers for myself and mom, and it was fantastic. So we're going to do the show. We'll ask, and by the way, at Kopke's Greenhouse in Oregon, Wisconsin, they have native plants that you can plant in your garden.
Then you can help to remedy that.
Exactly. So not mowing your lawn spreads those weeds, and tall, damp grass is also ideal for ticks that spread disease. So if No Mow May ain't the answer, what can each of us do to reverse the loss of those valuable pollinators? The answer, just like Mr. Kopke said, plant native trees, shrubs, flowers, grasses, and sedges. Keyword, native. Native North American plants and pollinators have evolved together over time. The plants have the right nectar and pollen at the right time that native pollinators need. A real benefit for pollinator needs to be year-round, not just in May. So, the next level is converting sections of your monoculture lawn, which does zilch for the ecosystem, into native prairie, meadow, and savanna. All right? But do it right. Before you start, consult people that have done it successfully, such as Kopke's Greenhouse in Oregon, Wisconsin. For a good online source, Google up Pollinator Partnership. Say that again, Pollinator Partnership. And by the way, this issue is not just all about honeybees. Honeybees are actually not native to North America. I didn't know that, did you?
I did not.
No, not native to North America. They become important for agriculture, but if you see honeybees on the dandelions in your yard, all is not well. Why? Because dandelions are also not native.
That I did know.
Yeah. So see, this is the kind of stuff we're looking for right here. I mean, this
news
is
you can use.
News you can use. So see, it's not just about, oh, well, geez, I'll help the environment and not mow. It's about planting the right native species so that you can help the environment, so that you can help native pollinators. This is timely, as Mike Lucas would say, timely. Timely indeed. Because, again, we're going to be down at Kopke's Greenhouse on Wednesday, and I'm going to peel the veil back just a little bit. Not this Sunday. Again, not this Sunday. But the following Sunday, the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, they have a big open house and an auction where they're going to auction off these huge, beautiful planters that they put together, and all of the proceeds from the auction, all the proceeds from the brats and the drinks they're going to have there, it all goes to help the Honor Flight folks who are taking World War II veterans out to Washington, D.C.
Now that's a way to do a Memorial Day event.
Right? It's fantastic. We're going to talk to Gordy Kopke about it next Wednesday. Come on back. We're going to talk, what we'll talk about here. We're going to talk a great story of hope, inspiration, to make you feel better about WIAA and a track star board game of the week and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A viral video that racked up millions of views on social media falsely claims the Department of Transportation is issuing voter IDs to people in the United States illegally. The DOT says voter ID applicants have to provide a number of documents, which include proof of residence. Applicants also have to have their photo taken at the DMV. Wisconsin Republicans gather in Appleton for the state party convention this weekend. State Chair Brian Schimming says polling shows the GOP has a chance to win over some traditional Democratic voters.
They have slipped with Latino voters, African-American voters, younger voters, women voters, every poll you see.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. The keynote speaker is Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Some Bayfield County residents are rallying against a proposed cell tower in the area. According to a Northern News Now report, community members took to the county board's zoning meeting on Thursday to argue against the tower on the northern tip of the Bayfield Peninsula. With input from the community, the committee passed a motion to build the tower under a conditional use permit, so the project can only move forward if it meets certain standards. Those standards have not yet been decided on by the committee. The Northland Foundation in Duluth was named as one of 21 organizations across Minnesota to receive funding through the Child Care Economic Development Grants Program. Of the $6.2 million of funding available through the program, the Northland Foundation will receive a $400,000 grant to invest in new or expanding child care businesses. The funding can be used for things like improvements to their facility, attracting and retaining workers, and other strategies to reduce child care shortages. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Netflix has announced a new Kathryn Bigelow project at the Upfronts in New York on Wednesday. The 72-year-old award-winning Bigelow has directed thrillers Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker, but she has not directed a film since 2017's Detroit. The project is still currently untitled. Sticking with Netflix news, it's official. There will be a sequel. Happy Gilmore 2 is a go. The network used the Upfronts for this announcement as well. The news comes after months of speculation and rumors and hints dropped by various Happy Gilmore 1 cast members. Unfortunately, it will not star Adam Sandler. Ha! Just kidding. The first film was released in 1996 and followed Sandler's character, a hockey player with anger issues who turns to golf. Chris McDonald is expected to return as golfer Shooter McGavin. This will be Sandler's ninth project with the streaming service. Here's hoping there will never be a sequel to Uncut Gems. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Abundant sunshine today and summer-like temperatures for the entire weekend. In fact, today we'll climb to the upper 70s and flirt with 80 degrees, and then we soar into the mid-80s for tomorrow. The chances of showers and thunderstorms fire up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer, director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Pursuing truth wherever it may be and having fun doing it. I was doing three things at once. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it.
Were you having fun doing three things at once?
I was having three things. As a matter of fact, I was reading three things. That's hard to do. And obviously, I can't do it very well. What I wanted to say was finishing up on our last subject there on planting and native species and whatnot. And we're going to be down at Kopke's greenhouse with Gordy Kopke, the owner, next Wednesday. Going to do his show from down there and talking about that on Memorial Day weekend, the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, Kopke's has a big open house and they do an auction where they have these beautiful, huge, I'm talking like 3.5-4 foot tall planters, and they do an auction, and all proceeds raised from the auction they give the money to Wisconsin Honor Flights to get existing World War II veterans out to Washington, D.C. It's a great organization, a great cause. And one of our listeners listening on WMDX here in Madison, Kenneth in Stoughton, says, quote, "My wife had the high bid on an item last year. We had six of us go with Gordy to a tavern in eastern Wisconsin for a meal out on the patio. Can't remember the name of the tavern. The host was great. Lots of stories, and everyone really enjoyed it." Kenneth in Stoughton, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling that in. That's fantastic. And by the way, this weekend, if you want to take a drive to beautiful Stoughton, just south of Madison, big Sitten de Mai festival this weekend. Good time had by all. Great festival of Norwegian heritage. And up in southwest Wisconsin in Muscogee, not Muscoda, but Muscogee, Wisconsin, the big Morel Mushroom Festival happening up there. So Sitten de Mai in Stoughton, Morel Mushroom Festival in Muscogee, all kinds of wonderful things to do, and also some great weather as well. If you'd like to join us on this final segment, this final half hour for a Friday, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Calling in, always appreciate the call. Joe, listening on WMDX in Madison. Joe, always appreciate you. What say you? Said you wanted to go back to that the golf story that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I find this fascinating in the context. I had called previously the day before on the situation of back the blue and what is in the idea of backing the blue.
Right.
And I'm finding a lot of comments on ESPN, Twitter, and other places that are, you know, how dare this cop, you know, is he to, he should have never put his hand through the window to try to stop this guy. We know better than what the cop is doing. I was always under the impression that if a cop tells you to stop while you are there in any circumstance, you stop.
Right.
You may not agree with why they asked you to do that, but you argue about that in court later on. You don't argue about it at the scene because it just escalates the situation. I mean, if you're getting into an argument with a cop about whether you should stop or not, what's the point of having the cops? I mean, everybody's just going to, you know, have their discussion with the cops. And I find it fascinating that a lot of people are talking about, well, he might miss his tea time. He was arrested at, I think it was 7:30 in the morning. Yeah. His tea time wasn't until 10 a.m. Well, you know, what are we talking about here? And the fact that, oh, he's the number one golfer in the world. Well, what about a young black kid who's trying to get a job, who doesn't have a job, who has a job interview, and if they don't get to this job interview, they're going to be homeless because they won't have a job. Wouldn't they be able to argue with the cop about whether they should go around, you know, drive over the median and then ignore what the cop says? I find it interesting where back the blue gets actually back. And I have police officers in my extended family. And I think it would be an interesting argument to make that if a rich golfer wants to keep going on the median, you should just let him go, right?
Right. Right. No, I just want to pause for a second, Joe, then I'll let you continue. Just in case people are wondering what we're talking about, the lead story today from Axios and other news sources that this morning, number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, the PGA, was arrested on both felony and misdemeanor charges because he did not stop at the PGA event today when a detective was directing traffic, and somehow the detective went up to tell Scottie Scheffler where you're supposed to go, and Scheffler accelerated. And we don't know all the details, but somehow drug this police detective, at least for a while, behind or alongside the car. A police officer goes to the hospital, is hospitalized. Scheffler gets out a couple of hours later, presumptively on bail, but still a felony charge in time to make his tee time. So, Joe, just wanted to update people, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting to see what happens about this. Number one, he got out in time for his tee time. You know, are there plenty of defendants who would have been in there for a lot longer?
Yeah.
It was, you know, what will be the charges? He'll get a rich lawyer, and what happens from there? I'm sure this will all be pled down to a misdemeanor, but I find it yet again an example of when it's convenient to back the blue and when we say it's not, you know? And yeah. I find it fascinating. And, you know, the thought of one of my relatives being dragged down the street, whether you think he should have done that or not, if the cop says stop, the cop says stop. You're supposed to stop. I find it amazing that there's any discussion about it at all. And I think if he had let this guy go, everybody else would have wanted to go. They were trying to secure a scene where someone had been killed, and they need evidence because certainly this is going to likely go into a court case, and you need your evidence collected in the best possible way. I don't know, you know, Todd, I find it fascinating when back the blue actually comes to pass and when it doesn't. And I would say this is another example of, oh, gee, here's an excuse for somebody who should have just stopped. He wasn't going to miss his tee time. He might miss some practice, but he wasn't going to miss his tee time. And it wasn't like his wife was giving birth in the back seat or something. Right. I mean, come on. Right.
I totally agree, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. I'm totally agree with Joe. And I've talked about on this show before. I, too, have relatives who serve in law enforcement and who do a great job at it and support them 100%. Them individually and by and large a profession. You know, I served on a city council and was the chair of the Public Safety Commission, which oversaw the local police and fire departments. And I agree with Joe. I mean, apparently now on you know, socials, this is all breaking out that, you know, somehow it wasn't Scheffler's fault. I mean, come on. I mean, I agree with Joe. If a law enforcement officer says stop, you stop. It's pretty simple, and it's not complicated. So yeah, it is interesting to look at the social media comments on this. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to beautiful Sussex on a sunny day. Gary, appreciate you listening and calling in. Gary, what say you?
Well, you know, rich people and famous people, they are above the law. You know that. I mean, do you remember way back? I don't know if you're as old as I am, but Zsa Zsa Gabor got stopped.
I had forgotten that. I'm 54, so yes, I remember that.
Yeah. So
Zsa Zsa Gabor,
don't you know,
and her sister Eva Gabor, I believe, originally from Hungary, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, don't you know who I am? Segment. I mean, there are judges that get stopped by cops. District attorneys get stopped by the cops. I'm going to have your badge. And they're drunk, you know?
Right, right.
And yeah, it's like, don't you know who I am? That's the only thing. That's the last words that famous people say. You right. And I can't get away with it.
No.
All right. I thought this was a story. I hope they throw the book at him.
Yeah, me too.
I really do.
I agree.
Don't you know who I am?
Right.
All right. I'll see you. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Yep. Have a great weekend, Gary. Keep us safe out there between the lines, as my old professor used to say. Gary in Sussex, enjoy the call. You can call in as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right. Here is a story bringing some hope. Great story from the Fond du Lac Reporter. WIAA decided Campbellsport senior athlete Josh, I hope I pronounced this right, Anawali, Anawanali, there it is, Anawanali, I believe that's the correct pronunciation, was ineligible for track. Then social media stepped in. And here we go. Here's an example of where social media can be really beneficial. Dateline Campbellsport, according to the Fond du Lac Reporter, the social media trend, quote, let Josh run, unquote, has helped lead the charge in overwhelming support for a local track athlete seeking to potentially break state records in the 100-meter dash. Josh Anawali, a senior at Campbellsport High School, was deemed ineligible for state competition by the Wisconsin Interclassic Athletic Association, WIAA, based on the fact that his missionary parents, who are Campbellsport natives and own a house in the village, currently live in Ghana, over in Africa. With an official time of 10:30, Anawali has one of the fastest 100-meter sprint times on record in state history, a 10.3 for 100-meter. Look, both my godsons were in track. My youngest niece is in track. That is remarkably fast.
Go Campbellsport.
Right? With the regionals coming up on Monday, the clock has been ticking on whether or not the WIAA would overturn the original decision to deem Anawali unable to participate. Then, while meeting with the media on yesterday afternoon, Coach Derek Toshner received a call from the Campbellsport Athletic Director, Tom Geismer. In the call, Geismer informed Toshner that pending the submission of official documents, the WIAA has decided to allow Josh to run. Toshner immediately delivered the promising news to Anawali. The call from Geisner came just in the nick of time, as Toshner had a deadline of 8 a.m. this morning to enter Josh into the regional meet. With this news, Toshner confirmed that he has officially entered Anawali into Monday's regional event and is now, once again, up to the WIAA to decide whether or not he'll be allowed to compete in the meet. Now, see, now there's the power, the good power of social media. Get things trending. Get once in a while, it does some good. But I mean, here's a kid who's a Wisconsin kid. His parents live in Wisconsin. They have a Wisconsin home. Probably vote in Campbellsport. And they're doing missionary work in Ghana. And just because the kid had gone over there apparently for a while, with them, they're not going to allow the kid to run. And good gosh. So I'm glad it all worked out.
Yes, or very glad it got overturned.
Well, it sounds like we're still awaiting the final word for the WIAA, and you never know about things like that. But hopefully it all goes well. So congratulations to Campbellsport, and wish all of the track kids and best of luck in the regionals coming up on Monday. It's an exciting time of year. Have you ever been to a high school track meet, Mr. Sommers?
I don't think I have.
It's fantastic to see the work that these kids put in, and sometimes and a shout out, by the way, to AccuRace Timing out in beautiful Boscobel, and my good friend Clark H.V. Gilson. In college, we used to say it stood for Harvey Villages. Do you know who Harvey Villages was?
No.
he was the actor that played Tattoo on Fantasy Island. Da 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 da. And he started out, you say, de plane. Harvey Villages.
Oh, so I still have no
Clark,
idea.
Clark's does not stand for Harvey Villages, but we used to say that. Clark H.V. Gilson. Anyway, Clark's right. He was the executive producer of Sunday Night with Todd Alba, our old TV show.
Ah.
But now he's gone on to bigger and better things. He works in education, and he has this side gig called AccuRace Timing, in which now, it used to be that you have people at the stop with the stopwatches right at the line. And it was a little bit, well, did that person stop their watch at the exact same time? But now the kids wear little electronic, whatever you want to call it, on their numbers, on their chest.
That's much better.
And so now the cameras and the computers determine who crossed the finish line first, second, third, fourth, or whatever. And sometimes it comes down to, hundredths of a second of who gets to go to sectionals in the state or whatever. And so, Clark, so if you need some... an unsolicited endorsement here, AccuRace Timing in Boscobel, Clark H.V. Gilson.
I also have been to a high school track meet. I just forgot because it was combined with middle school. It was just big thing, and I was very impressed.
The last event of the evening, my godsons used to race in the 4x4 relay. Each kid does one time around the track, and then they got to hand off the baton. Exciting.
I also liked watching shot put.
Really? You're a big shot putter?
It was fun.
It was a lot of
fun
power.
To watch.
A lot of power. I mean, those people, I mean, with muscular, holy cow. So anyway, congrats to all the kids around the state of Wisconsin and their coaches and their parents and friends cheering them on in regional sectionals. And of course, the state ends up in beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin, the University of La Crosse up there where the state track meet is held. We will come back with a look at a board game of the week and a little Willie Nelson. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tom LaVol Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Well, I woke up still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. Well, if I died, I wasn't dead to stay. I woke up still not dead again today.
A little Willie Nelson for you. Keep it playing, Mr. Zommers. It's been good to see Willie. This stemmed from the top of the show. When Zommers said he had a dream last night that I went to this concert and they announced that Willie had passed. So Willie, of course, is the perfect song. Still not dead again today.
Thanks to Tony on YouTube. Or a different Tony. There are multiple Tonys.
This comes from Willie's album for 2017 called God's Problem Child. I got it right there on my phone. See that? It's a great album. One of his newer ones from 2017. I can't wait for this. 90 years old, still singing, still. And to me, it's his picking skills, his guitar skills in conjunction with his vocal skills.
And it's all really, still there.
It's all still there. I saw him 10 years ago. I talked to somebody a couple nights ago, so they saw him a year ago. I saw him on his 90th birthday celebration on CBS last summer. Fantastic. Can't wait. Play one more Willie song here. Or what should we do, board game of the week first? What do you want to do? Up to you.
Or let's do the Willie song.
All right. So here's another. This is an old, old song. Some people remember. One of Willie's big breaks in movies, he's been in a lot of movies, was called The Electric Horseman with Robert Redford. Was in this movie with Jane Fonda. I won't go into the whole movie, but Willie played kind of an old cowboy on this movie. And this is a song from The Electric Horseman called My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys. I love this song. Play just a little bit of it. Willie Nelson.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy way. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave. The words of a sad country song.
I would say quintessential Willie Nelson. I hear his voice, but Cowboys from the Electric Horseman. Go quickly to Troy in Mount Horeb. Understand, Troy, you're also going to Willie Nelson concert tonight. Troy, I'm excited. Are you?
I am too. Yes. I don't have my ticket yet. But
are you going to stand outside or what?
No. I've been checking out one of the apps.
Okay.
I'll buy my ticket when I get back to Madison.
So there are still tickets left. All right, that's good to know for people that want to go to this today.
Yep.
I would say go, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. I'm leaving Naperville. I should be back in time to change clothes and head over there, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, so am I, Tony. Thanks for calling and sharing. I appreciate it. Have a great, safe drive back and enjoy the concert tonight, Tony in Mount Horeb. All right, now time once again for a quick edition of the Board Game of the Week.
Welcome back to the Board Game of the Week, another edition.
Another edition, very good. A Friday edition. All right, very good. What do we got, Mr. Zombers, for Board Game of the Week?
Today, we have the game Dixit.
What?
D-I-X-I-T.
Isn't that the game they were playing down in Florida that got them in trouble? No.
See, that's what I was thinking about that, but not this
All right,
time.
go ahead, yeah.
So it is a game, 3 to 8 players, and it's pretty easy to play. So it's good for a solid group. Basically, you are trying to give clues to describe pictures, but not completely accurately. So I'll explain.
All right.
So you get a hand of 6 cards with slightly abstract art on them, and you tell a sentence that gives a clue to the one that you pick. Everybody else has a hand of cards, and they pick their card that they think matches it best. You shuffle them all up, and then everybody votes for which card they think your sentence was about.
All right.
However, if nobody guesses your card, or if everybody guesses your card, you don't get any points.
Oh, really?
So you want to tread that line between accurately describing it and maybe throwing some people off. So
I like this.
It can be a good one to figure people out, but also inside jokes with people you know really well could help to,
I like this a lot because it's kind of a card game, but there's also, you have to lie a little bit. You have to use your personality.
It's mostly, a social deduction game. And games like that are great for parties.
See, I just say a line. Zomer says social deduction.
Well, that's what they say on the box of games like this. Right. It's lying.
Right. I spent a lot of years in politics, all kinds of social deduction. I'll never forget my former boss, Dale Schultz, when I was very young, a young Capitol staffer. And I told him something that someone had said. And I said, Dale, they said this. And he looked at me like, are you an idiot? And he goes, hey, guess what? People lie.
Yeah, yep.
And of course, it was a lesson I learned as I went through my career in politics. But that's great. So what's it called again?
Dixit. And it
Spell
is
it, please.
D-I-X-I-T.
Dixit. Almost like Dixieland or something.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's a T instead of an E.
All right, Dixit.
And it's about $40. You might find it for $30, but most board game stores will have it. It's a pretty popular one. So Dixit is the board game of the week.
Well, there you go. There's one that I understood. I think I'd enjoy playing it. And I got to check that one out. That's a
Definitely.
Good one. That's a good one to play with the nieces this summer on camping trips.
Maybe we can do an office party and
maybe
play that one.
All right. Sounds good. Any big plans for yourself, Mr. Summers, weekend?
Well, now that I know there are tickets to the Willie Nelson concert, I might have to check that out, see how much they cost.
Check that out and see. So maybe we'll see you there. If you're driving, as they say, keep her between the lines and get there early. Again, a reminder, some of the streets in Madison, a little boggled up with construction. So allow yourself extra time and be patient. And going to be spectacular weather tonight. We'll give you a report on Monday of how the concert was. Maybe we'll see you there, Mr. Zauber.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, fantastic. We're going to leave you not with our normal song, but of Bang Your Drum. But we're going to leave with a little On the Road Again, a classic Willie Nelson song. Enjoy it here. Todd Allball saying thanks to Mr. Zomers. Thanks to all of you for calling and for texting in. Have a wonderful weekend. Sit to my in Stoughton, Morel Mushroom Festival in Muscogee, or anything else you're doing. And whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you Monday. Here's the great Willie Nelson. We're listening to him tonight. We're on the road again.
And I wait, and I wait. It's on the road again. Just can't wait to get on.
listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll visit with State Senate Democratic Leader Diane Hesselbein about the push to take back the majority thanks to new, fairer maps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.